Erica Lorraine Spencer here. This is the POC, Pattern of Conduct, the ongoing real-time documentation of what is the criminal pattern of conduct of federal stalking in violation of 18 U.S.C. sections 2261A subsection 1 and subsection 2. This is the pattern of conduct underway by a public entity that is the state of California that is engaging in federal stalking in concert with the people of the state of California. So this is group conduct. And this is the practicing of what are the criminal elements of monitoring amongst what is the demon possessed. And so this is what is documentation of terrorism as it is underway by a public entity in concert with the people of the state who are in the shoes of the government as this criminal system is in ceaseless operation. And as the state engages in this demented group conduct, this is revealing how the public entity that is the state of California, that is in the United States of America, how terrorism of an American citizen plays out, what that looks like, how that is facilitated amongst a people, amongst a government, how it is public corruption in plain sight, and not only that, how you formulate policy and how you prosecute that which is demonic conduct, it's demonic activity, but that which is in no way impervious to prosecution in federal court, and being subject to ratification into federal policy. This is the POC. All right, 8:15 a.m. and what I documented is stalking, and that's a sex offender. She intentionally enters inside of the restroom, knowledge of what I'm doing as they're entering and as they're exiting, by the way. So with this ongoing knowledge, which is a sex offender, stalking inside of the bathroom, which is a sex offender, communication and device in hand, walks in, she's studying her phone because she's monitoring, she's creating activity. So as she's aware of the fact that I'm using the restroom, then she unlocks the bathroom door and I'm at Stater Brothers. Fake sun, directed light, okay? This is POC. And she uses the water and the hand, uses the sink and the hand dryer. And I step out to take pictures of her. This is a Latina female, dark black wavy hair. And her hand, her phone is in her hand. She walks in for that purpose of creating activity. That's a sex offense. This is the private space. And the government has no business engaging in that obsessive and terrorizing conduct, entering inside of the bathroom for that purpose. It is a terrorizing threat. And this is a stalker that knows exactly who I am, where I am, and what I'm doing as I'm doing it. It's 8:16 a.m. This is Stater Brothers, 646 West Holt. This is POC at 8:16. Alrighty, that sex offender stalking in the grocery store and engaging in harassment in directed light, which is a potent threat by the government, while she's monitoring with the state and engaging in that violent sex offense. That midget is working at the venue as well. She walks into the background area, the inventory area of the store. I'm going to show you the fake sin right now. I'm going to prosecute the entity for that. License 4TLY425. All right, that employee, she uses the shopping cart and she's just walking around in direct light. She's monitoring while I'm using my phone. That's what you're looking at on video. And you're looking at what is absolutely impossible light activity. The state is directing that light and you're looking at it. You can even see with your own eyes how inexplicable that is. And then the state engages in moving that fake sin over this parking lot in real time with me as we travel back down the street. That's what blatant stalking with light is. And then you have what is the harassing conduct of a sex offender that is stalking you, 4VQY181, and that's what I documented, all right? She's a big head midget, demon-possessed stalker who's a violent sex offender representing the government who has no business monitoring, stalking, and engaging in that terrorizing method through the people of the state. They all engage in that conduct together and all maintain real-time knowledge of what you're doing as you're doing it inside of that private space, let alone every other minute of the day. The state is doing it inside of that private space, okay? It is 8:21 a.m., and that's the significance of that documentation and that obsessive, perverted sexual tactic. Ontario police is crossing paths, and those sex offenders are monitoring to that activity that demon created inside of the private space as well. They're driving east on Holt Boulevard under the fake sun at 8:21 a.m. POC. Homeland Security, that's a form of law enforcement under the fake sun at the BNG Plaza right now at 8:23 a.m. They are parked at the same location where the Ontario Fire Department was under the fake sun monitoring, okay? This is POC. All right, directed light while Tracy Banks crosses path under the fake sun in the parking lot. This is a terrorizing threat. She's talking just the same. And the Homeland Security, they're on the Andy's Burger side of the BNG Plaza at 8:24 a.m. So you prosecute the entity irrespective of that demon's particular identity. Her license plate is 4WN432. That is a psychopath, okay? A psychopath who knows my name, who would claim that she's a relative, loving mother. That demon's conduct is direct evidence contrary to that. It is revealing what is the indiscriminate, first of all, condition of psychopaths in the state of California engaging in criminal conduct in concert with the government that's practicing a satanic targeting system. It is also evidence of what is a psychopath as that threat is posed by such a person in the life of that targeted individual and has been engaged in what is, I'm revealing, is sexual violence and what is a terrorizing threat threatening your life. While you are unaware of it, is no less threatening to the life, okay? You're talking about harms suffered and harms potentially suffered while the target individual is ignorant of the fact that the government is monitoring and doing so through third parties who are in your life, and you're not even, and that target individual would, under such circumstances, not even be aware of the originating source of such harm in their life, of such harassment, all right? Personalizing it, individualizing it, if you will, to the person that they may or be encountering or the circumstances as they know them, but not to the fact that the government is monitoring and is maintaining control vicariously and directly of those circumstances, financial, every regard in your life. That's the harm that third parties pose, specifically those whose name you know. And that same exact directed light that is impossible to occur is never naturally occurring. Speaking to the knowledge and what I'm showing you is demon possession. What I'm letting you know, it is not only speaking to the knowledge, yes, Tracy Banks knows me, but this is also the mark of demon possession. A demon that knows exactly who you are and is targeting you, okay? It's demonic activity and it is serving a criminal purpose of federal stalking. So I want to, and that's the relevance of that. I want to reference again, while I'm documenting these demons inside of Stater Brothers, and that little midget, she's got a big head and she's a midget and she's a sex offender. And then as I'm leaving the bathroom and I'm capturing the directed light on the ceiling, you have what is her crossing path. She's still stalking. First of all, she's in the venue. They're all stalking. But I want to be clear, with regard to the direction that she's walking, she is stalking while I'm walking out. And this is why I'm capturing video. And I want to be clear, this is documentation of what are psychopaths while they are operating in what is literally going to be the evidence as to why they go to federal prison and or mental wards, okay? Because her audible activity is one of, while she is blatantly in the unnatural environment, that's Union Pacific, all right? And that's the same conduct while they're crossing path and while the fake sun is hovering over me. That's Union Pacific engaged in the POC and is a sex offender in that regard, okay? You have what is sex offender inside of Stater Brothers representing the people. All right, this is the documentation of not only the POC, you're speaking to what are psychopath and violent sex offenders who are speaking as though and acting as though, and this is where you're going to present that evidence and where it is also speaking to what is a disturbance, a level of mental disturbance. When you are engaging in that irrebuttable presumption of illegitimacy. You don't have any legitimacy. You are under a fake sin. You are in an environment where it is absolutely unnatural with regard to the light. I have revealed this as that pattern of conduct that exists. You're a stalker and you know exactly who I am. And you are entering inside of what is a private space to engage in stalking, because that's all you're doing under a fake sin and indirect light. And on behalf of the government, that is in a pattern of conduct of stalking. And her audible activity is one of paying very close attention to exactly who I am. All right, and listening to every word that I am uttering. First of all, she's stalking, but I want to be clear, that's exactly what she was doing while I'm in the grocery store talking on my phone. And you have what is documenting her, and she is speaking to what is it that I did to you? This is her audible activity while she's monitoring. This is a psychopath. What is it that I did to you? What are you talking about? Who are you? As I ask her name, because I'm documenting, so I want to be. So since you want to communicate now, I want to get your name. That's my focus, and that's what I want to get when I'm documenting psychopaths. I'm going to prosecute based on that. You're talking about what are the unlawful threats that the people of the state wage. And there's no question about what you are, what your condition is, rather, what you're doing, and who you're doing it with. License 6BHB324, touching with directed light that sprawls backwards from their car. And they're stalking with HLD 8, HLD 094, who gets in their car in front of me, directed light from both of those vehicles. They're stalking in the path while I'm in front of Andy's Burgers under the fake sun, which is over here now. Directed light while they're pulling out 8HLD094. Okay, demon-possessed stalkers know exactly who I am, are stalking in the path. White men getting in their vehicle. It's a Toyota RAV4, and they're leaving Andy's Burgers at 8:29 a.m. So you have what is the audible activity of a psychopath who was engaged in the POC on behalf of the state, representing the same entity that is documented engaging in that same stalking conduct under what is absolutely not the sun. And so this is the audible activity that I am going to prosecute with, speaking to what is your condition, your mental state. First of all, you're demon possessed. Okay, this is a demonic environment, and you're targeting me with the government. You're a terrorist. And then you're engaging in that harassing conduct while you're caught doing it. That's the only issue. These demons are hostile to the fact that you are caught as the psychopath, sex offender, stalker that you are, and you are hostile to it. And I'm going to prosecute you under federal law for that. That's exactly what federal law is going to address. Okay, the government has no business engaging in that conduct and doing it through what it sought to be some veil, and it is not. Okay, they are dangerous stalkers, violent sex offenders, engaging in surveillance in that private space, maintaining that corporate knowledge while you're subject to that surveillance, both while your genitalia is exposed, engaging in such private activity, physically indisposed. The government and the people of the state are violent sex offenders in this regard, and psychopaths, demon-possessed psychopaths who are targeting. Period. All right. And so her audible activity is one of animosity and acting as though her audible activity is such that she's presenting herself as though she is ignorant, where you have that direct evidence speaking to that malice of a demon. OK, that's going toward what are those who are going to end up in what is a mental ward. OK, they're dangerous psychopaths and engaging in that hostility and that harassment, which is a form of terrorism and harm to the target individual while you document. Okay, everything is going toward that threat that they pose. All right, so you're talking, and that's what I documented while I'm inside of the venue, and that's how I'm able to capture face images of that midget minion. All right, who's stalking someone in the bathroom, and doing it as an employee is no different than doing it as a third party who's literally just in the venue stalking with the employees. All right, all of them under the fake sun and indirect light. It is currently 8:31 a.m. This minion crossing path license plate. 4NBB201, and I want to give you the license plate of the this is the Homeland Security, and I'm going to show you the fake sun that's right over it. It's 8:32 a.m. And this is POC. They already walked out to their vehicle, so they walked back into the venue. Understand, everything that I say is public information. They're loitering in relevant position right now, monitoring with the demons who are under the fake sun, and while the state is hovering over right where I'm at under the fake sun, and doing so with directed light. Okay, this is POC. All right, license plate 5JBK522, 7TSH186, 7HIA515, 5XJK118, 6PQZ175. All right, and I did show you on video what is video, show you on video what is documentation, excuse me, of a branch of law enforcement, if you will, and that's the federal government acting via Homeland Security. Understand, they're Homeland Security in San Bernardino County. And as I already documented before, San Bernardino County, the Office of Homeland Security, which is in San Bernardino, off of 2nd, I believe, off of Rialto. I've been over there. It's right by the OmniTrans, a very heavily documented third party, okay? Engaging in the POC there while the state was flying over me by helicopters and airplanes, keeping a fake sun. And by helicopter, I mean helicopter flying over my head while I'm at the bus stop station in that San Bernardino transit station. And I documented that on video. One of those videos I brought to the attention for my civil case that Thomas Garza disregarded. And while he's monitoring me, okay, that's what is the state that is monitoring me, disregarding that evidence of its own criminal conduct. I'm literally in the venue of the state that is monitoring me, engaging in what is experiencing the evasion of service of process by that entity that avoided that civil case. All right, but that was that documentation that I captured of the state stalking by helicopter over my head. That's at the station of the OmniTrans, and OmniTrans is relevant. I'm bringing it up because that station is right next door to the state facilitating venue of the Homeland Security office. And I'm speaking to that because the federal Homeland Security Police, or whatever they want to refer to themselves as, they're a branch of law enforcement, and the same exact pattern of conduct is underway, the same exact engineered light covering the grounds, as I'm reciting on my podcast, while demons are stalking
that is crossing path in that environment on vicariously on behalf of that government that's stalking with this environment, stalking together, in other words. Directed light is all around while that officer is representing a terrorizing threat, engaging in demonic activity with the people of the state. That's terrorism. All right. And so I captured that video. And as I state the fact that I'm preparing to capture that video, what do I capture? I capture Southwest Airlines, who was hovering in a commercial airline plane flying right over my head where the fake sun is. Understand, they're not flying over the center of the parking lot where they are focused on me. And the state's fake sun is over the center right behind me while I'm sitting at the bus bench. They're not flying over what would be the 280 North Lemon Apartments while I'm at the Ovid Family Community Library. By the way, you're talking about very targeted as to where they're as to where Southwest Airlines is flying. That is stalking in engineered light. All right, this is noise, relevant positioning, and audible activity. That is the demonic formula for monitoring. That's what Southwest Airlines is engaging in with simultaneity to my use of my camera to capture the incriminating evidence of what is law enforcement, irrespective of your identity. That is the Federal Protective Services. Homeland Security is present, and I've documented them before in that same demented environment, which is revealing their demented condition while they are monitoring an American citizen, while they are loitering in relevant position inside of a facilitating venue that is Andy's Burgers, heavily documented, acting with every other demons of any sort. The Ontario Police, the Ontario Fire Department, American Medical Response. You can name your demon that as the state acts directly. Southwest flies over my head. The state's fake sun is right there over my head. Directed light surrounds, and a demon is dragging a cart or a what do you call that, like a, I don't know what he calls it, some little walker. It's called noise. The demonic formula is noise in directed light while they are in relevant position. Okay, I am at Charles Zucker. That's what you hear. This license plate is 2WQW845. It is 8:38 a.m. and I'm just speaking to the documentation that I just captured right now. This is POC, and what you're going to pay attention to is as I'm documenting sex offenders at Stater Brothers, and that fake sun is over that venue, and that fake sun engages in a grand departure, which is not the sun, to remain where I am, and that is also direct evidence against that psychopath that I documented engaging in hostility because she is documented as a psychopath stalking sex offender that she is, as a matter of evidence. All right, and regardless of the fact that the government's hostility to that, you're going to prosecute for it. All right, so you have literally disturbed individuals acting collectively on behalf of a government that are operating, demonstrating the fact that they are mentally, highly mentally disturbed, posing an even more violent threat, based purely on the fact, because you don't like the fact that you're caught doing what you're doing. It's not a secret anymore, and you are doing that under a fake setting. You are doing that in directed light. All right, and so you just let them run their mouths and you document that, and that's going toward the ways in which the people are going to be prosecuted. You are very well going to end up in either federal prison or what is what is a mental ward, okay? Because this is that which is speaking to the demon possessed and the threat that they pose, and then the audible activity coming out of their face is revealing that mental state, all right? That is already disturbed to engage in this pattern of conduct under any circumstances whatsoever. It's 8:40 a.m. POC. 1545-833, that's Omnitrans, crossing path and loitering. It is the same exact pattern of conduct as Omnitrans is using nothing but a bus to engage in the elements of monitoring and sexual violence. The state flies over the BNG Plaza, which is audible activity, and patrolling over my head in the same exact environment. And it is simultaneity of conduct. And then you have what is third parties, and I will document that truck. It's a means of audible activity while Omnitrans arrives. They remain at the Shiro's Liquor. Part of the BNG Plaza. It's 8:50 a.m. License plate 8ZPW433. 7HIA515. This is directed light. That I am again on the sidewalk where the bus benches in front of the BNG Plaza, and while that group stalker is moving its vehicle, that's a means of what where the state where the people are moving. The state is creating directed light activity. All right. They are in the parking lot. It's absolutely impossible light activity. Coexists with their presence. That is POC. That license plate is stalking with the government and engaging in that terrorizing act while I'm remaining over here at the bus bench. What you're listening to also, everything that you are hearing are methods of audible activity. These are demons that surround, and they're focused on me. It is also a show of hostility while they are hostile to documentation. This is the nature of demonic activity, though. I'm going to get these third parties over here. This third party that is
acting with Shiro's liquor. And making any delivery under the fake sun is audible activity, relevant positioning, light activity. You've seen what the people do while they are under the fake sun on behalf of the state. You're talking about the absence of any innocent presence. The signature move of what is directed light and the presence of a fake sun is revealing not only your condition, the malice with which you are acting with the government, and the fact that you are indeed a stalker. License plate 4HZ2214. This third party is identified as Modelo, the beer, the Cervecia Modelo Mexico. A third party. I'll take an image of that. This is how the ordinary target individual is going to be able to document. All right. They're not going to have to get all technical about who the government is acting through third parties. The government is aware that it's being documented. The government engages in threatening as you identify them by such logos. That's what Amazon Prime and third parties engage in. So you have what is a whole bunch of those logos arriving while they're monitoring you. And that's going to be a means whereby the ordinary target individual shall be able to identify the people while they're present in relevant position. Directed light while this demon is delivering. And while this demon is in the parking lot, the same exact directed light, okay? 5JAV037, directed light, audible activity by 4HZ2214. All right, the directed light is knowledge of who the target individual is. That the mere fact that the fake sun is over you and that which is not sunlight is coexisting with what is crossing path is speaking to the fact that you're a stalker. All right, and then that stalker, as I documented this morning under the fake sun that's over 646 West Holt, while I'm there, replete with what is light that's just aiming underneath a shaded structure in conflict with nature, by the way. And you have a fake sun that's over the venue for what is essentially 9 minutes, if that. And then it's an absolute departure from being over that property, because being over the B&G Plaza, as I'm showing you right now in pictures and video, is not over the 646 West Holt Boulevard venue of Stater Brothers. This is being carried by Modelo. That's a mode of documentation. But I'm going to show you, this truck is identified as Gate City Beverage Distributing, LLC, Arreyes Holdings Company, US.22236. Gate City Beverage Distributing, and the front license plate is 9086044. I'm sorry, 9D86044. Okay, this is a means of identification as well. Whatever the targeted individual can get their hands on, companies are monitoring. They're engaged in commercial stalking on behalf of the government. The people of the state are using such commercial means, and it shall be a method of documentation. In the same way that it is a method of stalking and targeting, sexually violating, and terrorizing American citizens. All right. So I did identify it's carrying a Modelo. That's a commercial brand. The truck is being operated. It looks as though this is a Gate City Beverage Distributing LLC, US.22236. All right. So I want to document that as well. Those are both methods of documentation, by the way. And I'm showing you what is the fake sun. And I'm documenting what you've already seen in a wealth of documentation. Directed light. While 5JAV037 crosses path. POC, it's 8:55 a.m. All right, what I captured in video, a couple of things. First of all, the federal government, that's what's represented by Federal Security Protective Services with a federal license plate on. They represent the federal government. It's a terrorizing threat. It's a demon-possessed actor of the federal government. Understand what that is. You're in that environment and you're talking about revealing what is demonic activity in the state of California, and these demons think that they can drive around in federal vehicles like it's some exception, and it's not. I'm revealing what is in a demonic environment, and there is no respecter to the type of person that is demon possessed, that is engaging in what is a criminal system in the state of California. And that's also why I'm able to capture what is not the sun over my head while I am in a relevant position to those government, to that government actor, which, by the way, in that first video where I'm showing you the fake sun in directed light, it's on the opposite side of the parking lot. And that's also what you see while that government actor exits the B&G Plaza, knows exactly who I am, stalking with the people of the state who are fully, I mean, they're fully prosecuted with regard to the people of the state and the fact that they're stalkers. All right, and you have what is, and violent, sex offending, psychopath stalkers. You have what is the state's fake sun, which is also revealing what is the indiscriminate, because I have already shown the pattern of conduct. The government is already prosecuted. That's how I got to the people of the state and prosecuted them, okay? You're talking about what is, I'm showing you there is no exception. So you can roll through in a Marine Corps police vehicle. You can roll through in some vehicle identifying yourself as some federal
a law enforcement officer. It is no exception. That's why I gave you the example of the facilitating venue in San Bernardino, where the same fake stunt and terrorizing conduct of stalking in planes and helicopters was underway by that very well-documented third party, 8POK431, 8KPL532, a group stalking at Andy's Burgers. Again, documented engaging in the POC with another government actor. And that is inside of the B&G Plaza. You have what is the demonic environment that remains. Direct evidence of what is your condition and what you are doing. And it is called terrorism because you represent the government engaging in that. It is also called terrorism because you are acting as the people engaging in that altogether on behalf of a government. All right. And you are a dangerous, sexually predatory psychopath that is stalking one person. All right. This is documentation that I captured in that video. And while you're looking at them sitting at the traffic, that's called stalking in relevant position. And the state's fake son is in a distinctly different location, which I'll also show you as I turn around to the opposite side of the parking lot and remind you where that fake son was as Southwest Airlines flew over my head. All right. And I captured that video of what is directed light while that demon was dragging a walker, which is noise. Understand, that's what you're looking at. Noise. All right. 8VYR800, 8YEV128, 08123S2, 5XLB388, 7TOW334, 9359, 6M1, 7JXR329, 7YFX141, 5MTR180, 7KZD745. These are demons that are driving east and west on Hull Boulevard at 9 a.m. License 70620B1, BVRG335, 7LOE376, 7RDX835, excuse me. And I'm walking on the north on Plum. That's being in the crosswalk, documenting them stalking the path while I'm in the crosswalk. U308CA, that's an out-of-state license plate. 6MTX425, these are license plates parked on what are the venue of Metro 102 Apartments and Ontario Town Square Townhomes. 8TJL399, those are third-party facilitating venues. 37354L2. This is the license plate of Accelerate Corrosion Control Incorporated, ACCI. License 4NHC969, 7XUY441. SQZ059, 5MNZ052, 7ZTM958. That is Union Pacific. That is amplified audible activity. The state is doing the same thing at 630 North Fern, amplifying the sound of the train. 19770W2, 7LW8484. And understand, Union Pacific is engaged in criminally threatening conduct in doing so and is also a sex offender while I'm being molested and is providing what is a soundtrack for the state to engage in the criminal formula, that demonic formula of audible activity in directed light while they're stalking in the path together. 8XVR784, directed light while these demons are driving by and while I'm walking up Plum and I'm reading those license plates, my shadow is remaining on my left and my shadow is appearing and disappearing on my right. That's directed light that I'm being molested by while I'm reading license plates outside of that venue of Ontario Town Square Townhomes and Metro 102, while Union Pacific is a means of audible activity and demons are patrolling in the street and directed light is beside their vehicles. They're stalkers who know exactly who I am, where I am, all right, know what I'm doing. 8BGZ928. 8YMZ902, 8KVJ162, 7RIJ661, 8WOY688, 8XAZ459, 6VNU790, 7GKC474, 7FBE312, 8EQD820, 7RSP311, 8HRX028, 8MOT733, 7MMN774. Group stalking in the parking lot. going into 280 North Lemon Apartments, 8ESD983. Coming out. They're using this venue as a means of crossing path. These old geezers are demon-possessed and they're stalking 7YLU514, coming from 280 North Lemon Apartments, where the state keeps its fake sign at all times of the day, revealing the fact that there is no respect with regard to your address. You're a venue and you're stalking with the government. That's why the fake sign is over your apartment. And the state cannot maintain that presence consistently because it's stalking me with that light source. That's over your apartment building, revealing what is your condition, your knowledge of who I am, what I'm doing as I'm doing it, your condition of demon possession, all right, and the fact that you're stalking with the government, 81357E3, and I will prosecute you as being a stalker where you live, because you are in the state's environment and the state has made itself present through you, and you're a demon-possessed stalker engaging in that demonic behavioral pattern with knowledge of the environment that you're in. You're acting with the state. WQK2016. I'm gonna get this demon's license plate. She's stalking in the parking lot. 8RBG975-8MJX494. And her license plate is with the demon behind her. She smiles while directed light is on the car, on the ground. 6ZLX166. All right, 9:04 a.m. And I did show you a picture of that just so you could see. All right, it does not matter whether that demon is nice to you. It matters as far as prosecuting them, because you're adding to a terrorizing threat. While you want to be rude because you're mad that I'm telling your secret that you're a demon-possessed stalker, going to be prosecuted as a terrorist because you want to engage in that satanic conduct with the government, and you're a sex offender who's crouching in bathrooms stalking somebody who's documenting it. It's relevant for that, whether they're nice or mean. But let me show you, while she's smiling, directed light is beside her on the ground. All right, it's the same way AMR sounding their sirens as though they're going to do some legitimate business based on their identity and the use of that vehicle. And directed light is on the ground while the fake sun is over her. 7DKK901, where the state's fake sun is, by the way, ahead of schedule, because I remain at the BNG Plaza well after 9 a.m. yesterday and the day before that. All right, this is guard fire on guard fire. Crossing path, 7Z, I can't see the rest of that license plate, on guard fire. I want to document them. They're crossing path while the state is flying now, not over the BNG Plaza, flying right over the 280 North Lemon Apartments. 5ZCS426, over this parking lot where I am at, stalking. Okay, that's what those commercial airline planes are doing. They are demon-possessed. They are in the state of California. This is what is wrong with California. This is what I am revealing to you. It is demonic at its core, and this demonic activity is criminal. They are monitoring with communication devices and doing so on behalf of a government that's monitoring American citizens. 5VVV101, 8JVL217. It is 9:06 a.m. Alrighty, it is currently 9:07 a.m. The state is present through the people who are maintaining presence in direct light and under the fake sun at this time. That is the state that's present around you, all around, including via MacArthur, who's creating audible activity. Those are demons that are engaged in what is construction. It's 9:07. Let me show you the state's fake sun. I've already shown you this at 9:18 a.m. I specifically documented it. This is the state's fake sun that is over the 280 North Lemon Apartments. You can just go back 24 hours and I'm showing you the state's fake sun that is going from Stater Brothers, remaining in the window of the vehicle as we then drive east. And I am at the 150 East Toll. It's over the three-star janitorial while I'm documenting those demons in engineered light. And the state's fake sun is then over the BNG Plaza where I remain after this time. It's 9:07 a.m. That's stalking with light. And that is showing what is nothing but stalkers that are surrounding you in that environment. This is how the state of California is monitoring American citizens. And they're not ordinary stalkers because of the fact that they're acting as a group, the people. They're acting on behalf of the government, the state of California, but because they are also demon-possessed, all right? These are absolute freaks. They're psychopaths that are stalking and monitoring, studying. This is the focus of their communication devices, the purpose of that. And this is that ongoing simultaneity of what is noise in that engineered light while they are stalking together all around you in the path. It's absolutely demonic through and through. It is currently 9:08 a.m. I'm going to capture video right now. All right, I did capture video at 9:11 a.m. showing what is the state's fake son that is in documented engaging in a grand departure, as is the case when you're stalking. And especially when you're aware that you're being stalked, if you're smart about it, you document it, because you're talking about stalking with that which is supposed to be the son. And if that's actually the son, then it would be consistent. And I wouldn't be able to capture it in the 280 North Lemon Apartments when I'm at the B&G Plaza facing south, and I'm showing you what is the fake son that's remaining over that parking lot at this time. I wouldn't be able to capture that. All right, so you're talking about what is direct evidence against a stalker who knows who I am, license plate 7XOH722, and that's also why they engage in that sexual violence and terrorizing conduct, coexisting with their stalking activity, which is directed light, a very unique signature as to your condition, demon possession, your knowledge as to who I am, where I am, what I'm doing as I'm doing it. All right, and you're understanding that same specific knowledge is applying while you're in the private space, while those psychopaths are crouching in bathrooms, entering in, representing the government in order to continue that obsessive stalking activity. License plate 6NVE711, directed light sprawling backwards from that car while that demon is stalking. All right, it is currently 9:12 a.m. POC. Alrighty, capturing video documentation of what is stalking by the state of California with an environment, which is what is revealing terrorism, as that demonic tactic is underway by a government who is monitoring with communication devices in concert with the people of the state. That's why you are stalking with an entire environment and stalking with the methods of directed light as I have revealed it, and doing so with the people of the state who are of that same condition, which is entirely demented. It is demonic activity. These are the demon possessed. Identified as the people of the state, third parties. All right, and this group, the people of the state of California, are maintaining a presence, a perpetual presence in the path, which is how you are engaging in what is group stalking, which is a government monitoring system. The state of California, as I'm capturing it on video, and I'm drawing the immediate contrast to what was 24 hours ago, as I'm showing what is the terrorizing threat waged by the state as I remain at the B&G Plaza. And the state's fake sun, as I show you on my video camera, as I am facing south to capture that fake sun that's remaining in its essence, its zenith, right over my head, over that parking lot as I'm facing south, okay? And so I am at 9:44 a.m. sitting at the Ontario Ovid Family Community Library. And I am sitting not at the 280 North Lemon Apartments shaded area, as I have referred to it. I am sitting at the front, not the where the entrance doors are, the front of the property, which is adjacent to the construction site where McCarthy is engaging in building a parking structure, and there are demons that are stalking with audible activity as they do so. All right, you have what is in directed light while they do so, and under a fake sun while they do so. All right, and there is no form for those demons that are engaging in that conduct. This is the reality of the condition of the people of the state and all the ways that the government is monitoring while demon possession is ruling the government and the people. You have what is my position there, and I'm showing you in video at 9:44, and I'm just making that contrast because at 9:44 a.m. 24 hours ago, I remained at the B&G Plaza where I'm facing south. Not only is this a distinct location as far as the direction I'm facing in order to capture this fake sun that's directly over my head, while I'm sitting at the front area of the library, in direct contrast with moments area, I'm showing you the video as it's over the 280 North Lemon Apartments. All right, if it's over the 280 North Lemon Apartments, I'm not going to be able to capture what's sitting there, right there over the tip of the edge of the front of the entrance where I'm sitting, in order to maintain presence over me. All right, that's a clear migration of what is not the sun, okay? Because also 24 hours earlier, it is not over the 280 North Lemon Apartments, it's over the B&G Plaza as I'm facing south to capture it on video. Okay, while the state is stalking by the fire department, American Medical Response, and the Ontario Police Department, in concert with the people of the state, all right? And doing so while waging a terrorizing threat with knowledge of the fact that I'm documenting, and that's why I captured on video, because I'm going to prosecute. That's going toward the disbanding of such demon-possessed agencies who are engaging in criminal conduct, facilitating it amongst the people of the state, showing the harm that they pose to the public, the threat that is waged by such individuals, that is a law enforcement agency, the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department. The same condition, the same criminal activity, the same pattern of what is kidnapping while they're engaging in that criminal activity. Psychopaths are what you're revealing, who are to be stripped of those positions, all right? And put placed in federal prison, engaging in the pattern of conduct. This fact pattern includes kidnapping, and that is grounds for federal prison, and there is no getting out of that, period. I also want to be clear, under Title 18, Section 2261A, the method employed of engaging in federal stalking via law enforcement is that which is exceeding the language of that statute, and this is also
also calling for what is under that existing federal law, federal prison. All right. But like I said, with regard to that, I'm showing you at 9:44 a.m. the state's fake sun that's over the edge, over my head, and not over the 280 North Lemon Apartments, and necessarily so, in order for me to capture it while I'm at that distinct location from the side entrance area of the library and the 280 North Lemon Apartments at 10 a.m. on the dot, drawing another immediate contrast, showing you what is the demon-possessed actor representing the people of the state using a commercial vehicle identified as Clean Street. A stalker knows exactly who I am and engages in crossing a path using that commercial vehicle for light activity while they are also creating audible activity, acting with McCarthy, all right, while the state's fake son is in an absolute departure from remaining over the 280 North Lemon Apartments, contrary to what the state is establishing, trying to act as though this is the sun. Every time I'm at the library, that's where the state is placing it, in direct conflict with nature, though, as it's remaining over my head at the same time when I'm in entirely different cities. All right, while it's remaining, first of all, over that same location for the duration of the day, that's also showing that's not the sun, but this is what the state does. And I'm also showing you, while I go to the opposite side, this is a humongous building, and I would not be able to capture what is that. If this is the sun, I'm not going to be able to capture that low hovering light source that's piercing over the edge to the side of the parking lot area now, where Clean Street is engaging in activity creation while the state's fake sun is documented in that position, moving from being over the front of me while I'm sitting at the front of the library, moving from being at that heavily documented placement of what is over the 280 North Lemon Apartments as I enter the Ontario Over Family Community Library. And I do capture video as I enter the Ontario Family Community Library moments later, and you're looking at what is movement from that opposite side where the parking lot is to being over the 280 North Lemon Apartments. That is movement of that which is not the sun, still at an earlier position than it was 24 hours prior, where I'm showing you the Ontario police engaging in federal stalking, which is an act of terrorism, while those sex offending psychopaths that are demon possessed are stalking an American citizen, monitoring American citizens, and paying attention to every syllable that I utter while they are doing so. All right, that's speaking to the malice and the intent to terrorize while they are doing that, engaging in that as I'm documenting it. And the audacity to engage in it, such that audacity is analyzed as what is terrorism by the demon possessed representing a law enforcement agency. All right, and they're doing so under the fake sun, which at that time where I'm showing you as I go from the parking lot side to the entrance area, the state's fake sun is remaining over me while I'm still at the BNG Plaza walking to this venue, and the state's keeping its fake sun over my head while I'm en route from that location. And by the way, the state is keeping its fake sun south of me while I'm doing so, okay? And this is what I document. And so this is while I enter, and then as I walk toward what is the back of the library sitting on this wall where I'm showing you what are demons who are maintaining, engaging in surveillance, whether they work here, whether they're just demon-possessed stalkers who are entering in to engage in that criminal act throughout the day, because this is what the people are doing. They are doing nothing but stalking and engaging in surveillance, harassment, and terrorism on behalf of and in concert with the government. That's all you're doing in the environment, and that is the importance of that cumulative value and revealing what is directed light, because you're a stalker, and then the stalker is stalking in the bathroom. That's what you're going to. That's how you're getting to what is the sex offender. All right, you have what is the state aiming directed light, first of all. If this is actually the sun, we're going to go through the same analysis. This is not the sun, but even if you want to disregard, unreasonably so, and disregard and state, well, that's the sun. That's over the 280 North Lemon Apartments as I just entered, as it moved from the 280 North Lemon Apartments to being over the front of the library while I'm sitting there, to being over the parking lot, hovering over the edge of the building while I'm there, and then back over the 280 North Lemon Apartments as I enter the library, and then is at the opposite end of the library while I'm facing the College of Law, University of Laverne College of Law, at the back of the library, and you're looking at what is directed light covering the grounds. Also, first of all, you're also going to pay attention. Not only is this not the sun, as it is in a clear departure from remaining over the entrance area of the Ovid Family Community Library. Okay? I exit throughout the day, show you what is a sex offender while they're stalking in the bathroom, and the state's fake sun is remaining over the entrance area. This is 10:07 a.m. The state's fake sun is on the opposite side at the back part of the library, and also that directed light that is on the ground aiming inward underneath a structure inside of the building is also impossible light activity. That's even if that was the sun, in other words. That is not light that's going to appear inside of the venue. That's the pattern, and I'm revealing what the state is doing everywhere it's going with directed light and with a fake sun. And you are also witnessing what is a grand departure at 10:07 a.m. where I am still traveling to this venue 24 hours earlier under a fake sun where I'm capturing the people and the state acting directly, stalking under that fake sun, which is still traveling south, remaining right over my head as I'm traveling to this library. And as I enter it today, it's over the 280, and then moments later, and that's within seconds, it's at the back of the library with directed light on the grounds inside of the venue. That's everything that I captured in video documentation. This is the prosecution of the people of the state of California. All right. And this is a demonic system. Every tactic that the entity is engaged in, which is achieving the criminal purpose of federal stalking in violation of Title 18, is demonic at its core. Stalking with light is demonic. It's out of hell. Okay. It is absolutely demented. The methods employed in doing so, this directed light, this molestation with direct light, this covering surfaces everywhere that I am with directed light, it's demonic. It's absolutely demented. It is revealing what is the demon possession of every single last person. The federal government who engaged in stalking this morning, the Ontario Police Department who are heavily engaged in and today again document engaging in federal stalking, the people of the state who are heavily engaged in and to be prosecuted as engaging in federal stalking. And this is demon possession in irrespective of your specific identity. I have told you and I have showed you, and I'm going to tell you again what I already told you. This is demonic activity. This demonic activity is criminal. The government is operating a satanic targeting system, and it's in violation of Title 18. But I'm letting you know that Title 18 is a means of prosecution, but I have advocated and I have designed what is based on that knowledge of what is a satanic criminal. It is satanic and criminal what the government is operating while it's targeting an American citizen, and the ways in which that malicious system operates. And Title 18 does not go far enough. Okay, this is identifying what is a government that is a sex offender, and as a matter of justice and based on the criminal activity that the government is engaging in, that criminal activity is dictating what must be done as a matter of policy, as a matter of justice, defending what are the constitutional and human rights of an American citizen that is subject to that demented system operated by a government in concert with the people of the state, demon-possessed psychopaths, in what is the absence of any normalcy. Operating under that, operating under what are those rules that they are assuming that and where they are not even in that. So I'm revealing what is their dwarfed galaxy, and that's going to be also evidence of their prosecution. This is a demon-possessed psychopath engaging in harassment while they are hostile to the fact that you are revealing their secret. This is a demon, and this is a sex offender that's stalking under whatever circumstances they are. What I've revealed is the harassment and the terrorism while those entities are while those actors on behalf of that entity are hostile to the fact that you are revealing it. That's what that policy is going toward, because this is the nature of demons, all right? And demons are not impervious to being prosecuted while they're engaging in criminal conduct in the natural. Okay, so you can drag that demon-possessed stalker into a federal court, and you're going to prosecute them. And they're not being prosecuted as an individual. They're being prosecuted as a vicarious actor on behalf of a government that is acting through them. All right, and that is bringing forth to what is any commercial actor that's terrorizing and sexually violating and stalking American citizens, monitoring American citizens on behalf of a government, because this is how the state of California is doing it, and doing it in an environment that is entirely unnatural, but it is also at the same time revealing what is the condition of those who are in the path, what is the criminal conduct of those that are all around in the path. Regardless of the mode of presence, whether you're in your home, which is a venue under the fake sun and indirect light, whether you are on a job site and getting paid for your presence, which is under the fake sun and indirect light, in concert with the state that is engaging in an ongoing pattern of stalking, all right, which is terrorism as you are present in concert with that entity. And there is no legal excuse, or an ignorance is legally irrelevant. There is no claim of ignorance or anything that will exempt what is, first of all, understand a maliciously acting, demon-possessed, third party and or state actor. But there is, under the law, shall be no exemption for that prosecution. This is how the state is monitoring, period. So you're claiming, oh, I'm in relevant position, whatever you want to refer to it. I live here. I don't even know the targeted individual. We'll say, I don't even know Erica Lorraine Spencer. But the presence of that environment and that directed light, as I have shown you by any random person, any random address that I go to, is speaking to what is the lies that are coming out of the face of that third party and or state actor. Because you have what are absolute strangers. You have what are those who are in commercial vehicles, and this directed light is coexisting with that presence. It's not ordinary presence. It's achieving what is a demented, demonic, and criminal purpose on behalf of a government that is established as stalking by planes and helicopters, law enforcement, fire, and ambulance. And that is speaking to what any single third party is going to claim. The pattern of conduct has been established. The people of the state are acting as a group. All right. And that evidence, as I have revealed it and published it, is speaking to what is the truth of the matter. And as I've stated, let me be clear, Satan is a liar. And out of the face of a minion, you are going to get nothing but mendacity. They are lying. All right. And that's what you are prosecuting the psychopath with, the evidence. It's revealing what is necessary, which is federal prison and or straitjackets, as I stated. It is currently 10:21 a.m. And that is POC. Alrighty, it is ongoing documentation inside of what is the venue, where I'm showing you the state is moving its fake sun to all sides of the library while the people are engaged in a demonic conduct of stalking with audible noise, while psychopaths are paying close attention to you, sitting all around as though they are engaged in anything normal or disconnected from you, while they are under what is a fake sun and in directed light, multiple shadows while they're moving around and stalking with noise in what is engineered light. That's the ongoing demonic formula. And what I captured are psychopaths who very well know they're being documented while they are engaged in surveillance on behalf of the state, that is also creating ongoing noise inside of the venue, uncharacteristic again of the library, all right, making loud banging noises, which is another method of what the state does while it amplifies the sound of what's toilet flushing on that side of the library, water cycling through the walls, impact through the wall, and plane activity. All right, that's what I'm documenting. It's currently 2:08 p.m. This is POC. This same entity engaging in sexual violence, monitoring while the demons are driving in circles at the C Street. This is the big picture of what the state is doing with its direct light and its fake sun, moving it as I move inside of the venue, maintaining direct light inside of the venue, demons maintaining, tracking my steps, stalking while they are in relevant position inside and outside of the bathroom, and engaging in that ongoing demonic activity with corporate knowledge of what you're doing in real time. All right, it's currently 2:08 p.m. Sexual violence ongoing at this venue as well. It's POC. All right, it is currently 2:23 p.m. I just want to document the people of the state, and that is the public entity itself, vicariously present, stalking, engaging in the act of what is a sex offender, engaging in surveillance, engaging in stalking on behalf of a government, engaging in what is terrorism, being a creeper that is crouching in a bathroom in order to continue stalking you and monitoring with communication devices. And this is, again, you're looking at what is the state doing at every other venue, as I'm showing again at this particular venue, moving with the fake sun. As I'm showing you, it's over the parking lot area where I am at that parking lot, showing you what's a fake sun while Clean Street is using a commercial means to engage in federal stalking with the government and is a demon-possessed actor in doing so. I'm facing south at that parking lot, and again, while I am still at that time frame remaining at the B&G Plaza, as I am at that B&G Plaza facing south, I would never be able to capture what is this, if that was actually the sun, that is, over the Ontario Open Family Community Library, as I'm facing south, facing that parking lot, in that parking lot area. And this is after it migrates to be over the front of the library, which again, I'm not going to capture, not only in the city of Upland and the city of Fontana while I'm in transit, et cetera, et cetera. You're talking about being over B&G Plaza. As I'm making that immediate contrast is what you're understanding, what is stalking with light and what the people of the state are, stalkers. All right, monitoring with the government and the understanding what is the demon-possessed stalker that is stalking inside of a private space, which is the bathroom. And they are together while I'm capturing images of stalking inside of any location, including this library area where the next to the book stacks, and it is facing the College of Law, University of Laverne, and the state is placing its fake sun back there. The state is moving its fake sun at that location while the people of the state are stalking inside of the venue while the entity is maintaining that ongoing presence with that light source, okay? The entity is, in other words, the government having no business stalking in the first place, monitoring is stalking into, following into, maintaining presence, tracking your every move, maintaining presence in the path inside of that private space. And that's what that's, I want to document right now. I'm going to prosecute the entity for that, engaging in that aspect of sexual violence, because the entire pattern of conduct is that which is inherently sexually violent as well, while the stalker is perpetually touching, while perpetually stalking, and doing so as a group. Okay, so it's 2:25 p.m. and I want to document that. That's engaging in surveillance in the private space, and federal legislation is going to place what is an electrical fence, if you will, around the private spaces where the government is intruding and maintaining presence, and where the demon-possessed entity, because that is the condition of the people of the state that is engaging in the satanic system with the government, that is their condition, and that is terrorism in and of itself. And then you have what are those demented actors stalking you inside of a bathroom. Okay, that's a whole other level of a terrorizing threat while you are aware of what the government is doing and through whom it is doing it, and then they're entering inside of that, creeping inside of that private space. There is nothing that you are doing when the fake sun is moving from the front to the back to the east and west side of your venue under with a fake sun and in direct light while you are inside of the venue stalking with noise, showing that you are a psychopath and a stalker. All right, that's all you're doing, and engaging in being in that private space, period. You represent the government, and so it is the criminalization of that and the revealing of that method of sexual violence and terrorism. And that's what I want to document. It's 2:26 p.m. Here's POC. Alrighty, 4:32 p.m.
Video documentation of the people, the public entity acting vicariously through the people, stalking inside of the private space. That is that demented psychopath under a fake sun and indirect light, stalking with noise, following you inside of the private space. The government having no business in the private space and doing so through the people, and that sex offender is revealed. Right, that sex offender that's acting on behalf of the people of the state, and that is sexual violence that is currently underway. It's 4:32 p.m. POC.
All right, I just want to make another analytical note with regard to what are the demon possessed who surround monitoring with the demon that happens to enter inside to stalk inside of the bathroom in relevant position. I want to be clear, every documented actor, and with regard to what is the expansive ability to document the entity as it's acting through the people, everybody that's on shift at work, that's present at the venue, is documented as engaging in that corporate sexual violence that they are standing around engaging in this demented system on behalf of the government together. So I want to be clear, when I'm documenting the people who are stalking in the bathroom, I'm documenting the people of the state all acting through one who was stalking inside of that private space, or however many demons want to go inside and engage in that sexual violence, as I'm documenting on podcasts and on video or images. This is, again, State Facilitating Venue, Ontario Open Family Community Library. And I want to be clear what I am documenting. This is an exceptional level of terrorism and violence. These are freaks of nature. They are sitting around as though they are normal, and they are not. First of all, I've showed you the environment. That's you already know you're not normal. You're not normal. And that's a psychopath acting like it is. Second of all, these are freaks that are stalking with the creation of noise, anything that they can, including while they're sitting around acting like they don't hear planes and helicopters that the state is amplifying through the library building, through the walls. Right, that's audible activity. While the state is aiming light inside of the venue, speaking to what your condition is and what you're actually doing, you're a psychopath. And you're also talking about what is that ongoing POC inside of that bathroom. So when I say I'm documenting the people, that's exactly what I'm doing. And that's the significance of that documentation of relevant positioning, activity creation, and also stalking in the path while I create activity. For example, as I flush the toilet, as I wash my hands, as I use the hand dryer, coming in, and that is all that the entity is doing. The government is engaging in an ongoing, ceaseless criminal system, stalking 24 hours a day. And that conduct, as I'm revealing, is ongoing inside of the bathroom. And every third party at this venue present, and all the methods of that are available with regard to documenting that, every single last one of them are tallied for engaging in that sexual violence together, including those commercial actors that I'm capturing on the street stalking under the state's environment in their commercial vehicles. It is currently 4:37 p.m. and that's POC. All right, it is currently 6:46 p.m. I just want to document the pattern of conduct. Upon exiting a State Facilitating Venue, Ontario Open Family Community Library, the state engaging in its ceremonious and symbolic threatening conduct. As a third party approaches, for example, Omnitrans, you can interject that with any other third party. As the third party arrives at the venue of the library to pick me up, the state sound sirens. This is the same documented pattern of conduct that Omnitrans engages in. The state will fly over by plane or helicopter. The state will sound sirens as that third party approaches and I get on board of that transportation or I enter. I want to be clear, that's a threat. And this is speaking to the demonic system that's underway, regardless of that specific demon's personal identity. It is the identical behavior pattern. I want to speak to that, because that is a terrorizing threat while the state sounds sirens, in the same way that it's a terrorizing threat while the state is stalking, demonstrating demon possession while they're in police vehicles, fire ambulance, for example, Marine Corps police vehicles or the Homeland Security vehicles. Those are brands of law enforcement, California Highway Patrol, etc. They are not only engaging in federal stalking, but they are representing the government itself. That's a terrorizing threat. And sounding your sirens, and specifically with the Ontario Fire Department sirens, would sound very briefly while the third party approaches to pick me up. That is a personalized threat. It's 6:47 p.m. That is POC. 7XQU822. That is 7XQU822. 7GJD772. 7XQU, that license plate, they're babysitting me, meaning they're stalking in the path by sitting at the adjacent stall at Speedway Express on Mountain Avenue. And what is the cross street? Speedway Express is, Mountain Avenue and 8th Street. All right, and so they're sitting in relevant position at the gas stall. That's what the rest of them are doing as well, but that one was originally present, and then the rest of the group stalkers join in and moving light while they do so. All right, it is currently 6:55 p.m.